This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. Our number today and every day on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you need help with a health situation that you or a loved one is dealing with, we're here for you, 844-236-6010. Of course, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also click on the Join the Team link on our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team and start a home-based business, that will make you some money, a home-based business that will help you do good in the world, help you change the world at the most fundamental and basic level there is, which is the level of good health. Call 866-735-2470 for more information or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. We'll be speaking to my good friend, Dr. Peter Glidden, at the bottom of the hour. We're going to be talking about COVID myths and vaccine myths. Dr. Glidden, I've known Dr. Glidden for many years. He used to be involved with longevity, still a little bit involved with longevity. His website's riseuptohealth.com and glidden.healthcare. Glidden.healthcare. Dr. Glidden helps a lot of people. He is righteous about good health and about the myth of the healthcare system, and we're going to talk about the myth of COVID. At the bottom of the hour, we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. Excuse me. So we've been talking about mushrooms and fungus and yeast, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Last program we talked about thrush. Thrush is known as a disease of antibiotics. Thrush has been with us, at least it's been with us for a long time, but it was first described in the literature in the mid-1900s, but really got going about 10 years or so after antibiotics were released. Thrush is a pretty disconcerting health challenge that shows up as white, creamy patches on the inner cheek and tongue and even down the throat. Once thrush occurs, it's pretty easy to treat, but it does tend to recur because yeast proliferate via spores, which are like hard seeds and very difficult to attack. If you have diabetes, you're more likely to have thrush. If you're wearing dentures, you're more likely to have thrush. If you have suffered from metabolic syndrome, if you're on chemotherapy, if you have any kind of immune suppression, good oral hygiene is basically the best way to prevent thrush. Regular dental checkups. If you have thrush, you can use Nystatin or Diflucan as a treatment. But if you're getting it recurrently, you pretty much want to see what's going on in terms of your immune system, because that's usually what's involved. Poor immunity, poor digestive health, poor blood sugar control. Thrush and topical yeast infections and vaginal yeast infections should be considered as systemic issues. Like all skin problems, they should be considered first as systemic issues, even though the medical model tends to scoff at the notion that poor health is involved with these topical skin conditions. You don't have a topical skin condition unless you're not healthy. That's how we got to look at skin problems, by the way. We tend to look at the skin as separate from the rest of the body. If we have a skin condition, it's not like, it doesn't click that we have an internal or a health issue. If you have psoriasis or eczema or acne or even dry skin, it doesn't click that we're dealing with some kind of health issue. Nonetheless, we give lip service to the fact that the skin is an organ. We say the skin is the body's largest organ. It's like a cliche. What does that mean? It means it's an organ, like your liver or your spleen. Just because it's on the outside doesn't make it less organ-like. It's part of the system. If you have a skin problem, you got a problem. If you got a skin problem, you got a health problem. It's not cosmetic. It's not superficial. I'm talking about even seemingly superficial kinds of conditions like dryness or wrinkles or thinning or hyperpigmentation, dark spots. These are all health issues. We want to start to look at the skin as a health issue. A skincare professional should be a healthcare professional. And somebody who's formulating skincare products should be formulating skincare products like a healthcare professional. That's the missing link. And in my opinion, that's what's missing in our skin, the way we take care of our skin cosmetically. We don't treat the skin, we don't treat problems with the skin as if they were health problems. And they are health problems. In case of yeast, it makes more sense that we're dealing with a systemic issue because yeast tend to occur a little bit deeper. They're not superficial. Yeast infections are not superficial, particularly vaginal yeast infections. There's another idea about yeast infections, and that is that systemic yeast is associated with other health problems. If you have yeast, in the system, particularly candida inside the system, it may be related to your diabetes. It may be related to your immune problem. It may be related to your respiratory problem. It may be related to your chronic fatigue. If you feel like you have a health challenge and you can't figure out what the heck's causing it, it may be that you have systemic yeast, especially if you've been taking a lot of antibiotics. This is what Dr. William Crook talks about in his book, The Yeast Connection, which was it was really popular in the 90s. It came out in the mid-1980s, and in the 90s it started to get really popular, this idea that that if you have a health challenge that nobody can figure out what's causing it, it may have to do with yeast. There's a book called Medical Mycology by Dr. John Rippon, where Dr. Rippon says that candida albicans accounts for the vast majority of health challenges that are unknown. This is from Dr. Crook's book where he quotes Dr. Rippon. A lot of this has to do with the fact that yeast love sugar. Yeast love carbs. Yeast are fermenters, and they preferentially get their energy from sugar. And we humans, especially Americans, love our sweets. We eat about 180 pounds of sweets a year on average. You throw in antibiotics, you throw in chlorine, you throw in fluoride, all of which destroy gut bacteria, cause this condition called dysbiosis. Remember, yeast live in balance with bacteria. And so on top of sugar, on top of dysbiosis, messed up gut bacteria, it makes perfect sense that you would have problems with an overgrowth of candida. Between human dysbiosis, between fluoride and chlorine in the water, between all the antibiotics we're ingesting in fish and livestock, you have a perfect storm of circumstances ideal for the proliferation of yeast and fungus. And this idea of a yeast connection to chronic illness is considered by mainstream medicine to be somewhat of a myth. It's not really accepted by mainstream medicine, although it is becoming more and more recognized as a cause. There's a guy named Stephen Barrett, a physician named Stephen Barrett. He has a website called Quack Watch. And he purports to expose dubious medical claims. And he has been very critical of the idea of the yeast hypersensitivity syndrome, as it's called. He's been very skeptical that this is a real thing. By the way, this term, yeast hypersensitivity syndrome, is the term that the American Academy of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology calls yeast infections. That's their term, yeast hypersensitivity syndrome. And Dr. Baer is very, very skeptical of this idea. Dr. Baer is skeptical of a lot of things. He's skeptical of the idea that nutrition and nutritional deficiencies are behind disease either. I don't really pay too much attention to Dr. Stephen Barrett. His website's called Quack Watch. And he's kind of a poster child for the medical model's take on what yeast infections as a cause of chronic disease, what it's really about. They consider it to be somewhat of a quack watch topic.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We got Dr. Peter Glidden coming up at the bottom of the hour. His website, Rise Up GlyndonTwoHealth.com and also Glidden.healthcare. I've known Dr. Glidden for a long time, and he is a righteous fighter for good health and exposes a lot of what's wrong with the medical model. We're going to talk about the COVID vaccine and COVID myths as well as vaccine myths. At the bottom of the hour, we'll get your calls in this segment, 844-236-6010 if we have them. So, Dr. Stephen Barrett has a website, Quack Watch. There's another website called sciencebasedmedicine.org, and both of these websites are very dubious about the idea that Candida is behind a lot of health challenges, a lot of diseases. Nonetheless, in the book The Yeast Connection, Dr. William Crook makes a very compelling case for the relationship between feeling sick and overgrowth of yeast. Personally, I believe that overgrowth of yeast is involved in a lot of health challenges, but not necessarily as a immediate cause. It may be that when the body is biochemically off, when the metabolism is thrown off, either from too much sugar or perhaps too much acidity, and acidity coming from toxicity, perhaps nutritional deficiencies, and of course antibiotics, yeast can overgrow. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's the yeast that is the cause of the health challenge, although it probably doesn't help. You might want to read Dr. Crick's book, though, The Yeast Connection, and also Dr. C. Orion Truss, T-R-U-S-S. He's the first guy. Dr. Crick was the second guy to talk about the relationship between yeast and chronic disease. Dr. Truss, T-R-U-S-S, was really the first guy who talked about it. He wrote a couple papers. Actually, he wrote a lot of papers. I think he wrote like three or four papers in the late 1970s. He was a psychiatrist, and he was fascinated with the relationship between overgrowth of yeast and psychiatric health issues. And he wrote a couple books, one called they're both called The Missing Diagnosis, The Missing Diagnosis Part 1 and The Missing Diagnosis Part 2. In The Missing Diagnosis Part 2, he talks about how you can use diet for helping you deal with overgrowth of yeast. And he also, like Dr. Crook, makes a compelling case that, that there are symptoms that are mistakenly attributed to stress and to mental health kinds of conditions that may have to do with toxicity, with yeast toxicity. Now, I'm not saying yay or nay, because I don't really know, and like I say, I believe there's yeast that are involved, but I don't necessarily think that that's the initial cause. Overgrowth of yeast are associated with health challenges, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're the cause of health challenges. Correlation is not causation. That's what we say in biochemistry and also in health. Just because a couple things are correlated doesn't mean that they're causal. But you might want to read Dr. Crook's book, The Yeast Connection, if you have symptoms. Symptoms such as chronic fatigue, symptoms such as overall aches and pains, symptoms such as depression or anxiety, perhaps, symptoms that doctors can't figure out a cause of, a weakened immune system, perhaps. If you have a weakened immune system and you have, say, strange skin problems, there may be some yeast that's involved, and it may be that you'll get some benefits by using an anti-yeast diet. In fact, using an anti-yeast diet is just a good idea. Why? Because an anti-yeast diet is a low-sugar diet. That's basically what the anti-yeast diet is. It's low sugar, and it's always a good idea to go low sugar. If you have digestive health issues and you have skin problems, well, there may be yeast involved. So correct your digestive problems. Correct your digestive problems. Eat better. Supplement, basically with the Mighty 90 Essential Nutrients. It's not that hard. No matter what your health challenge is. You could blame it on candida. You could blame it on dysbiosis. You can blame it on whatever you want to blame it on. Just do the basic things. You want to do one thing for your health? Eat less food. If you had to do one single thing, one simple thing to take care of your health, it would be to reduce your calories. The less we eat, the longer we live. Why? Calories represent work. Calories represent heat. Even the word calorie comes from the word heat. Calorie is a unit of heat. The higher calorie, the more calories that are in a food, the higher calorie food you're eating, higher calorie foods you're eating, the more heat you're putting in your body. Heat accelerates biochemistry, it speeds up metabolism, it accelerates aging. It's really that simple. Nutrition helps lower heat. That's why nutrition is so important. It keeps the heat channeled into biochemistry. Just wild heat, heat just being thrown all over the body. That's what happens when you eat a processed food. You just get a lot of heat. When you get a lot of heat, that burns things. Nutrition channels the heat into biochemical reactions. That's why nutrition should always accompany calories. The biggest problem we have with our health today is the fact that we're ingesting foods that do not have nutrition. We're ingesting calories without nutrients.
And we don't even make, you guys probably do, but the average healthcare professional, medical professional, that is, not alternative healthcare professional, does not distinguish calories from nutrition. We think food is food is food. It's not. Calories are heat. Nutrition channel the heat. They're supposed to go together. All right. This is from science New Scientist magazine, one of my all-time favorite science magazines. Experimental Alzheimer's drug treats gum disease bacteria. How do you like that? By treating gum disease bacteria, it's thought that you may be able to prevent or to even treat Alzheimer's disease. Encouraging results have been announced from a small trial, a new kind of treatment for Alzheimer's disease, which targets gum disease bacteria. This relationship between the bacteria in the mouth and health challenges, cardiovascular health challenges especially, but now it turns out maybe even Alzheimer's disease, has been something that I first learned about in pharmacy school back in the 1980s. And now, just now, the last maybe 5 or 10 years, it's becoming more and more recognized that gum bacteria that live in the mouth may be related to systemic health challenges, especially in the heart. According to researchers, Alzheimer's may be due to a bacteria called Porphyromonas gingivitis, better known for causing gum disease, somehow getting into the brain and sparking inflammation. The microbe and its toxins have been found at somewhat higher levels in brains of people with Alzheimer's and can trigger amyloid buildup if put into the brains of mice. That is, they take the bacteria, they put it into the brains, and you get amyloid plaques. I've always said that these amyloid plaques represent a defensive response. The amyloid plaques that show up in the brain of Alzheimer's patients that are linked to Alzheimer's are a protective mechanism. Fibrosis is always a protective mechanism. Now, I have believed that this protective mechanism is a result of, is a way of patching up deteriorating connective tissue in the brain, but it could also be that the amyloid is a protective mechanism against bacteria. We don't know that. If you have gum disease, treat it seriously. Take it seriously. One of the best things you could do for gum disease is vitamin C. In fact, we know that vitamin C deficiency will cause deteriorating gums. The gums are made up of connective tissue. Something as simple as vitamin C, high doses of vitamin C, by high doses I mean 3, 4, 5 grams a day, can be incredibly valuable for treating gum disease. Also, coenzyme Q10 can be valuable for treating gum disease. Treat your gum disease seriously, number one, or take your gum disease seriously. And also, if you're going to treat gum disease, treat it as a nutritional deficiency. The gums are connective tissue, like your skeletal system, your musculoskeletal system, the skeletal system, the bones are connective tissue, the joints are connective tissue. The lining underneath the skin, the so-called dermis, is made up of connective tissue. The blood vessels are made up of connective tissue, and connective tissue deterioration is a very, very common mechanism for accelerated aging. And the gums are connective tissue. So when the gums are deteriorating, treat it as a connective tissue deterioration, treat it as accelerated aging, and the rate limiting step in gum deterioration or connective tissue deterioration is vitamin C deficiency. So start supplementing with vitamin C, maybe 3, 4, even 5 grams a day. All right, I'm pharmacist Ben. Dr. Peter Glidden will be with us in our next segment.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The recall of Democrat Governor of California, Gavin Newsom, is nearing its goal. California Police Sergeant Adam Garcia making a statement to the Chino City Council earlier this month.
This rising crime and the escalating threat to California residents is a direct result of the failed policies put in place by Gavin Newsom. Governor Newsom has been quietly releasing thousands of inmates from prisons throughout the state. He is doing so without any threat assessment and with complete disregard for the safety of Californians.
Today, the signature reporting period closes for the Newsom recall. Next up is signature submission deadline due on March 17th. The World Health Organization has granted emergency approval to AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine. The agency announced on Monday the vaccine will be distributed globally through the COVAX program aimed at stopping the pandemic. The WHO Director General said the organization now has all the pieces in place for rapid vaccine distribution, but added they still need to ramp up production. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Sunday's Daytona 500 saw driver Denny Hamlin finish fifth after the lightning delay and the nail-biting finish. Denny caught up with Motor Racing Network and talked about the new racing league, SRX. The Superstar Racing Experience will feature six races at dirt and short tracks on Saturdays in June and July. Denny was asked if he'd like to be a part of SRX.
I'd love to. I think that Tony and Ray are building something that's pretty awesome over there. Kind of building a car from the scratch and taking it to all kinds of different types of racing is very cool. So certainly, it all kind of stemmed from a little dinner I had with Ray probably a week or so ago, but certainly got some interest there and wouldn't mind being a ringer, although I hope not to get shown up by some of those old guys.
Denny's daughter just turned 8. He was asked how things have changed since he's become a father.
Well, it's the patience. You got to learn the patience is the biggest thing that, I can say that I've gotten better at as a dad. I don't know if it's gotten better professionally, but I certainly believe as a dad, I just understand, what I deem not necessarily important because it's, hey, I really want this, really want that. Like, it's important to them in their life at this time. So it's understanding from their perspective, as a dad, just being patient with them and trying to mold them into the person that you want them to be in the long run.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive pages at BenFuchsArchives.com, also BrightsideBen.com. We've got search engines on both pages, and 9-plus years, almost 10 years of archived information. If you miss a program or you want to review a specific topic, just go to the search engine at BrightsideBen.com or BenFuchsArchives.com. Longevity products can be purchased at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com, and you can also click on the Join the Team link if you want to start a home-based business at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com. You've got news stories, blog posts, videos, interviews, lots of great health great health information on brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compound, a pharmacy for healing wounds. Healing wounds equals beauty. That's the missing link in skincare, the way I look at it, is taking care of your skin is a health issue. And your skincare products, if they're going to work, have to be healthcare products, and they have to be able to change the health of the skin, and that's what Truth Treatments are all about. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicon, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. And the bottom line is, folks, they work. And if you don't believe me, go to truthreviewed.com and check out our 1,500-plus 4- and 5-star reviews, truthreviewed.com, and also truthtreatments.com for our Truth Skin Health products. All right, I am really looking forward to our guest today. I've known Dr. Peter Glidden now for 10 years plus, and I've always just been impressed and just in awe of his righteous, powerful message about healthcare and about the healthcare, what passes for healthcare. As he says on his website, glidden.healthcare, when is healthcare not healthcare? Dr. Glidden understands, like I understand, and like Dr. Wallach understands, that we're being misled at the most fundamental and the most perverted place there could be, which is the level of good health. We're misled on how to take care of our bodies by what purports to be medical authorities and health authorities, and it's just not fair. It's not fair to human beings, and I get angry about it, and Dr. Glidden gets angry about it, and there's some of us who really understand what's going on, and it's anti-human being. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. Peter Glidden. Hey, Dr. Glidden.
Ben, thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure, really.
Thank you, and I appreciate you coming on. So does it really tick you off when you hear all the stuff that's going on about we're on top of the corona myth-busting, about your corona myth-busting video and paper, but does it really tick you off when you hear about the vaccine and you hear about all the people who are dying and how terrible it is and we got to stay locked in the house? Do you get the same kind of anger that I get?
Well, absolutely. From my position, my point of view, right, as a licensed naturopathic doctor, it's just the same old story all over again. It's the same, I have the same point of view towards all chronic disease, for goodness sakes. And what it all boils down to is we haven't had a free medical market in the United States of America since 1912, when, through the influence and persuasion of the Carnegies and the Rockefellers, the robber barons of the day, Congress granted the American Medical Association exclusive control over who couldn't practice medicine. It was a hostile takeover of the medical market. And it was so thorough and so complete, and it's been in place for so long that most people are completely unaware that it even exists. Most Americans are not aware that we don't have a free medical market. And inside of a medical monopoly, run in this case by the AMA, the FTC, the FDA, and the pharmaceutical industry, you can literally get away with murder. As Wallach pointed out years ago, the leading cause of death in the United States is MD-directed medical treatment. And while MDs, I have a lot of friends who are medical doctors, but look, you're welcome to your own opinion, but you're not welcome to your own set of facts. Since the MDs have been in exclusive control over the development and delivery of medicine, Alzheimer's is skyrocketing. Autism is skyrocketing.
Right.
Heart disease is increasing. Type 2 diabetes is increasing. A third of our people are obese, not just overweight, obese, and our life expectancy is getting shorter. It's not a good picture, and it's only because we haven't had a free medical market.
Why do you suppose that the doctors are still deified, even though the facts that you just talked about are incontrovertible? The more doctors we have, the sicker we get, it seems like. Why do you suppose that they're still deified?
Because of public relations, and because of, over time, it's just become reality by consensus. And for goodness sake, if you go to a hospital, heaven forbid, you're surrounded by hundreds of medical professionals who have all drunk the same Kool-Aid. You're surrounded by millions of dollars of high-tech equipment. Everybody thinks the same. Everybody believes the same. And it's just really easy to be psychologically convinced that their method is the correct method. And it's a tragedy. But the socialization is so complete that even when their therapeutics fail, right? Even when their therapeutics harm, even when their therapeutics bankrupt, they're not challenged. And, you know, people will have loved ones who develop cancer, and they'll go to an oncologist for chemotherapy, which has proven to be ineffective, extremely expensive, extremely toxic, wipes out. And it's horrible what chemotherapy does to people. And then their loved ones die, and the relatives of the person who died from the ineffective medical treatment organize a 5K run, you know, raise $10,000 and give it to the people under whose care their loved one got cancer in the first place and then who died from the cancer treatment. It's unbelievable to me that this persists. But again, I think what it all boils down to, right, because I'm a holistic person, and in holistic medicine, we try to get to the root of things. I think that these things persist simply because of the monopolization of the medical market. And what would fix it all, what would fix the whole thing in one stroke of the pen would be for the President of the United States to create a federal department of holistic medicine to oversee all things holistic and take it out of the control of the pharmaceutical industry.
Do you see that happening?
Well, we've had a proposal before Trump for the last 3 months, but, you know, all of this election stuff has gotten in the way. I think that if anybody could champion a cause like this, it would be President Trump. But, you know, the pharmaceutical industry, I mean, think about it. And look, you know, thank God for Novocaine, right?
Right.
Thank God for lidocaine. Every time I'm in the dentist chair, I thank God
That's
for lidocaine, right?
Or pain relievers, any pain reliever. I agree.
That's it.
Yeah.
This isn't a diatribe against pharmaceuticals. It's a diatribe against a monopolized medical market.
I gotcha.
Right?
Yeah, I'm a pharmacist. You know, I tell people drugs for chronic disease need to be distinguished from pain pills. You know, there's times if I have a broken leg, I want somebody repairing it. But heroic medicine needs to be distinguished from ambulatory medicine.
Right.
So everything you're talking about here seems like it's culminating with what's going on today, this whole coronavirus thing. It's almost like it's the apex or the peak of 100-plus years of this kind of hypnosis, medical hypnosis that the culture seems to be, medical hypnotic trance that the culture seems to be under. So tell us a little bit about this idea of the coronavirus myth and how it fits into the picture. Oh, actually,
well,
you know, we got to take a break, Peter. So when we come back, we'll talk about coronavirus myth busting with Dr. Peter Glidden. His website, riseupintohealth.com, and also glidden.healthcare. We'll be back with more of Dr. Peter Glidden on the Bright Side right after this.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
On the bright side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Dr. Peter Glidden, his website, glidden.healthcare, and also riseupintohealth.com. I love the succinct explanation of the development of this medical tyranny, medical mythology, and the development of medical mythology. Where does coronavirus fit into this?
Well, it's right in the middle, because in a monopoly, you can get away with whatever narrative you want to get away with, and nobody challenges it. So the research that shows that mask wearing is completely ineffective at stopping the spread of a virus is discarded. And the bad research that shows sometimes masks may help with wearing, with preventing the spread of a virus, that's championed. The research that clearly shows asymptomatic carriers have zero rate of transmission is not looked at. While the narrative of, you know, you if you're an asymptomatic carrier, you're going to kill everybody in the world, and therefore that's why we need to wear masks, is championed. It's nonsense. And, you know, it goes on and on and on. And I wrote all about this. I have a 54-page document on my website which outlines all of these research points, and it shows you the research step by step that talks about all of this, and it's nuts. I mean, it's like people saying, you know, everybody's been convinced that the sky is red.
Right.
No, the sky's not red. The sky's blue. But it becomes reality by consensus when all the talking points on all the major news networks say the same thing. It's a lie, quite frankly.
Yeah, it's like, do you feel like you're in an alternate reality sometimes? I mean,
I really
do. Right?
That's a great way to look at it. It's kind of like we're all in the Matrix and nothing is real. But,
nothing's real. It's
but
crazy.
Again, this can only happen. And again, I'm the holist, so I like to get to the root of things. this can only happen in an unchallenged monopoly, right? And interestingly enough, you know, I'm in a support group with a couple of hundred naturopathic doctors from all around the country. Not one of my colleagues, nor have I, have had a COVID-19 patient who's needed to be hospitalized or die.
That's amazing.
Because our therapeutics are extremely effective at preventing and or treating an infection. And I put together a pay-per-view video. We were selling it for, I think, $9. I had it up on Vimeo where I interviewed four of my colleagues. I think collectively we had 175 years of clinical experience. These are all licensed naturopathic physicians, by the way, right? With science-based, clinically verified information, put it all up on the web, and it was canceled after 4 days.
Isn't that unbelievable? Just the censorship alone should be a clue, right? Like, what are they
saying? The censorship alone should be the clue. But, you know, again, you know, it's the 100th monkey thing, and it has become a reality by consensus thing, and it's just a crying shame. And the irony here is that just like with, for goodness sakes, heartburn and high blood pressure and arthritis and insomnia, whatever, there are easy, simple steps that people can take on their own. At home, don't need a private appointment
right.
with a doctor.
Right.
In order to rally your body's ability to fix it. The same thing with coronavirus. But this knowledge is not allowed into the mainstream. I mean, if all things being equal, it should have been the naturopathic doctors who were invited to the table to begin with to help educate the public about what they can do to prevent and treat a viral infection, because that is our wheelhouse. That is
right.
what we specialize in, and that's our expertise. But World Health Organization doesn't want anything to do with that. Why? Because it's a medical monopoly controlled by the pharmaceutical industry, and it's a big, bad voodoo daddy.
To what extent are individuals responsible, the individual themselves,
well,
in your opinion?
100%. I mean, there's so much that you can do in
right.
order to upregulate your body's ability to fix itself. And it's simple stuff. I mean, for instance, if you just drank the juice of one organic lemon a day, you dramatically upregulate your immune system. If after you take a hot shower, you rinse yourself with cold water, you dramatically increase your immune system. There's a bunch of botanical medicines that you can take. There's a homeopathic medicine that you can take. There are some Ayurvedic teas that you can make, all of which have been clinically proven to be effective.
Yeah.
And this is the stuff that I've written all about in my document.
Well, I'm definitely going to get this document, Coronavirus Myth Busting. It's on riseupintohealth.com. How about the vaccine? What's your take on that?
Oh, the vaccine is bad. There's a group of medical doctors, thank God, and this was one of my biggest frustrations with this entire thing that, I'm a research guy, and I read the research. I don't just read the abstract. I read the whole article. And when you read the whole articles about mask wearing and asymptomatic carriers and the treatment of people with viral infections, I mean, it's pretty conclusive and it's pretty clear. And so I'm sitting back reading all of this and wondering why more of my colleagues haven't stood up and said, hey, you know, the narrative that's being promoted here is not supported by the science. It's simply not supported by the science. It's not. 2 + 2 does not equal 5 = 4, at least in base 10 mathematics it does. So finally, there have been a group of MDs, all of whom were canceled and censored like myself, who've gotten together and they put together a white paper concerning the coronavirus vaccine, and when you and it's the science behind the SARS coronavirus 2 vaccine is don't get it. Extremely dangerous, loaded with side effects. It's experimental, and what tends to happen is the people get really sick after they've had the second vaccine. And let me stress again, it is experimental, number one. Number two, there's no reason to get it, because if you take care of yourself the way that you should, as outlined by my naturopathic colleagues and myself, if you do get sick with the coronavirus, you're going to cruise right through it. It's going to be just like you had the flu, and it's not going to be a problem. You don't need the vaccine, and you should avoid it because it's dangerous.
Did you say there was a paper that your colleagues put together on the vaccine?
Yeah, the group is, let me look it up here. I was just on their website earlier today. The group is called, hold on, let me find it. It's America's Frontline Doctors.
And
do a Google search for America's
Frontline Doctors.
And they have a 25-page white paper that walks you through the ins and outs of the coronavirus vaccine from a medical science point of view, an unbiased, narrative-free science point of view that's being censored, by the way. And what, you know, what it boils down to, if you're a science person, you should go and read it and inform yourself. But what it boils down to is don't get the vaccine.
What if it's mandated? What if you can't go shopping without it, or you can't go to a restaurant, or you can't go on a plane? What are you going
to
do?
Well, then we're going to have to take political action. We're just going to have to draw a line in the sand and not stand for it. And, you know, we're going to have to draw a line in the sand and say this far, no further, like Gandalf on the bridge in Khazad Dûm. This far and no further. There has to be a point at which everybody just says no.
But most people, you know, don't you feel like you're talking to in a vacuum, kind of, or like in an echo chamber? You're talking to the same people?
Well, I felt like that for my entire career. I mean, and, you know, honestly, when I give a lecture to somebody, I expect that maybe 25% of the people in the audience will understand what I've said.
Yeah.
And maybe half of those people will actually take action. So, you know, you can't please everybody all the time, and not everybody's going to hear it. And but what are you going to do? You have to just speak the truth and have it reach as many people as is humanly possible. Because, look, I took an oath, which I take very seriously, in 1991 as a naturopathic doctor to help eliminate human suffering as much as is humanly possible. And that's why all of the information that's on I've generated books and tons of information, so subscription accessible info on my website about what people can do to recover their health. Not everybody's going to hear it. Not everybody's going to believe it. More is the pity, because when it comes right down to it, this isn't theory or conjecture or supposition, you know, based by vitamin selling companies. This is science-based, clinically verified information by licensed and regulated physicians who are the world's leading expert in the development and delivery of natural medicine. It doesn't get any better than this. And all you can do is speak your truth, keep your fingers crossed, and hope that people hear it.
You keep up the good work, man. I'm glad you're on our side, Dr. Glidden. Thank you so much. His website, riseupintohealth.com, and I encourage everybody to get this coronavirus myth-busting paper. I'm going to buy it right away, Dr. Glidden. Thank you so much. And also glidden.healthcare. He's got a great video on there about medical market monopolization. Thank you, Peter. Good to talk to you, buddy.
Thanks, Ben.
Have a great day. That's Dr. Peter Glidden, good friend of mine, and I'm glad he's on our team. glidden.healthcare. Care is his website, also riseupintohealth.com. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.